When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Something that, you know, is obvious to us, and it's something I brought up on some recent Thunder Punch Dailies, is the notion that comics, a lot of the visual arts, a lot, not all, but a lot of them tend to be very solitary endeavors. Comics in particular, I can only talk about it because it's something I've done. I'm not a painter. I'm not a sculptor. But I have made a lot of comics, and it's one of those kinds of jobs where it's like, do you like to sit alone at a desk for hours on end and not talk to anybody? Hooray, comics is for you. Although, you know, these days we have things like the phone and, you know, Zoom, and we can stay in touch with people. But still, like, a lot of the work of comics has to happen with sound off by myself, like the writing, thumbnailing, and even penciling to some degree. Anyway, getting lost on a rabbit hole of backing up my claims. And so when I'm leading workshops or ongoing classes, something I think about is this is a rare opportunity where a lot of beginning cartoonists are in the same room together. And there are opportunities there to really enhance the experience for them by creating, activities, lessons that encourage group participation or collaboration. And in particular, I like to use what, you know, borrowing language from my friend Rob Stenzinger, gameful events. Events that have some kind of like gaming principle embedded into them. Something that's playful where the actual learning is, if not rendered invisible, at least pushed to the side and not made explicitly the intent of the activity. The explicit intent of the activity is play. The implicit activity is embedded in what the play's outcomes are. What do I mean? I'll use an example, and then I'll explain why I think this is important. Okay, so quickly, the example. Something I do at the end of a lot of my comics courses is do what we call Great Big Giant Awesome Comic, where I lay out a whole bunch of, you know, a giant sheet of paper. Usually, like, I'll take a roll of craft paper and do two rolls, unroll two big long sheets, tape them together, so we got something like the equivalent of like two lunch tables of paper. And I station the students all around the paper, and I say, okay, well, everybody's gonna start a comic, and they're gonna draw a panel right in front of you right now, and you're to start a story in that panel. You can move in any direction. You can have the panels go up, to the right, to the left, any direction you want. Have the story move in any direction you can have, like, start telling backwards in time and forwards in time simultaneously. But as your comic starts to get closer to somebody else's comic, as they start filling up the paper too, you two have to negotiate how your two stories overlap, intersect, become one. And we talk a little bit about the role, you know, improvisation and how the yes and it's not about shutting down an idea, it's about accepting and running with ideas. And that's how real collaboration happens. And so then the kids are set off doing this. Oh, and then I also hack the game by about the 15-minute mark as they're going, and they've got a, you know, good number of panels on there. I'll come in and I'll start creating drawings on the sheet that they have to incorporate into there. So now, not only are they negotiating with each other, but now I'm throwing in sort of like a wild card that they have to both talk about, you know, working together to incorporate that. And as they enclose on the center of the sheet, they more and more of them have to start negotiating until finally you have, you know, 8 to 10 people all negotiating what the final moment of the story is going to be. And then it can get kind of chaotic, and it can get silly, and it can get weird. But the point is that they're getting this rare experience of drawing collaboratively. They're learning about positive collaboration. And they're learning that their vision may not make it to the end. It's going to change when they start, when their ideas make contact with other people. All of that is baked into this activity, which in the moment feels just like a joyful, sort of like semi-transgressive kind of playful event, right? So why is this important? Well, I mean, I hope you're understanding just by through my description, like, how fun and cool that is, and how the implicit learning could carry one forward years to come. And I have heard from students years later how, you know, my classroom made them feel less alone and weird because they were amongst their fellow, you know, awkward comics weirdos, and they were encouraged to support one another in that room. So there's also like this idea of like also teaching positive social interaction, at least when you're dealing with young people, although I would argue you would do the same thing with a class of adults. But why gameful events? Why is that so important? Well, I personally think they tend to feel more immersive and interactive than everybody's been given an assignment and go. Now, granted, it's not immediately obvious to me how you would make a 8-week course on making your own mini comic more collaborative. Maybe there's some ways to do it, or not collaborative. There's obvious ways to make it collaborative, but making it gameful. I've played around with some ideas to that extent, but in terms of making it a whole series of games that, hey presto, at the end suddenly you have a comic in front of you, haven't pulled that one off yet. But I think it's worth looking at. I think it's worth trying, and I think it's worth exploring. And I think, depending on your experience with games, you probably have some ideas on that, in that regard, of how to make it more playful. And in that play, you wind up teaching a variety of different things all at once. You know, positive social interaction, the joy of sharing your art with other people, how ideas can change and, you know, get better or different through negotiation and interaction, and also like lowering one's inhibition to get in and interact with your peers. That's just a couple of the things. I bet you could name more. So anyway, this is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, where me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger are challenging ourselves, and by extension, everybody else, to check in over the course of November with an audio journal about their art. If you do share it, please use their Sound Off hashtag so we can follow along and see who else is playing. But you don't have to share them if you don't want to. That's perfectly cool too. Just do it for the pure practice of it. All right, I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody.
Everybody likes to play games, but when they do, it's natural to try and win. But some people try so hard to win that they forget about safety. They get excited, lose their tempers, and then run the risk of hurting themselves or someone else by playing too rough. No game is worth an injury. When you play, don't be so anxious to win that you'll do something which you'll regret later on. Play it safe.